All right, item one, please.
A resolution by Supervisors Roma West, Harris, Bowen, and Broderick urging the United States Congress to pass federal legislation limiting student loan interest rates, creating new loan forgiveness provisions, and converting some borrowers' private loans to federal loans.
Okay. Do we have an update from staff on the status of the legislation in D.C.?
Yes. At this point, neither House is active on this. There are several issues being discussed relative as to how to fund this if it were to go through. So at this point, there's been no affirmative action by either House.
We have two co-sponsors here. Supervisor Brother.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, it strikes me that if student loans were dischargeable in bankruptcy, then banks and private lenders would find government financing of education to be a much more desirable notion. But, of course, I've lived long enough to see usury laws upended, and, in fact, usury celebrated really in the name of free marketry and cradle-to-grave profit centers that were created as a result have flourished. Really, often those deal with some of the most basic human needs, and I find education as a former teacher to be one of those. I would move approval of this, Mr. Chairman, and with the added comment that sometimes we're criticized for meddling in matters like this that we have no power to control, but I think our endorsement of this idea is meaningful. And, you know, I know for one that my constituency is very deeply concerned with the current interest rates and what they do to their own and their children's educational opportunities.
Okay, thank you. Other comments, questions?
I just agree, thank you. To preface this with the fact that the city of Milwaukee has already done this legislation, and so I think it's great for Milwaukee as a whole to really send the message that we need to move on this, you know, specifically for low-income people and, you know, communities of color. This is a huge issue. You know, when you figure it out, it comes out to, what, $700 or some more dollars a year. Well, $700 to me is a mortgage payment. I mean, we're talking about a significant amount of money. My daughter just started college this year, and to be honest, it was a lot more than I thought it was going to be. And, you know, we've had to move some things around, and that's, you know, in spite of the fact that my husband has, you know, serious health issues and all of these other things that are very pressing and taxing on your family income. And so I think whatever assistance that we can offer and making that push and that urge that this needs to be done, you know, this cycle, this term, that, you know, I was very happy to lend the support and lend our voice to the city's voice in saying that this is something that affects Milwaukee deeply. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Sir Redless. Any other comments?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to bring to everyone's attention, in case anyone didn't know, that the change in interest rates, if this is passed at the federal level, is not for loans that have already been taken out. It is for loans that would be taken out in the future, in future semesters after July 1st or whenever this would be passed. So I know that there was some confusion, and at least on my part, on first reading over the resolution on, you know, what would it affect, and it would be all prospective. Second, in lines 14 through 16, the resolution discusses the annual loss. But I wanted to point out that that's something that is not felt while these individuals are students. Most students are not simultaneously receiving loans and making repayment on them at the same time. So a student going in as a college freshman this year is not actually incurring an annual loss of $1,000 a year if this is not passed, they may pay higher interest later on, 4 years later, when they go into repayment. Second lines 24 through 26 of the resolution indicates that these loans typically carry lower interest rates. I just wanted to point out that even if the federal legislation did not pass, the federal loans would still carry lower interest rates and borrower protections for students. Also, I will be abstaining from voting on this issue because I anticipate taking out student loans in the immediate near future as well. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Seeing no other comments or questions, we'll call the roll. Take a vote.
Alexander?
Abstain.
Broderick?
Aye.
Dmitrievich?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Cheer?
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes, 1 abstention. The motion is approved.